Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Pegasus Nonwovens Q1 2010 financial results. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode until we conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, press star, then zero on your telephone. Just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to the chairperson, the Investor Relations Officer, Clara Klimova. Please begin your meeting, and I will be standing by.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. I would like to welcome all of you at the analyst conference call in connection with the first quarter 2010 financial results of Pegasus Nonwovens. Today's speakers on the call are Mr. František Řezáč, CEO of the company.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Marián Rašík, CFO of the company.
Good afternoon.
Format of the call is following. We have the presentation. You should have the presentation in front of you. We will go through the slides, and after that, you will have the opportunity to ask our management questions in the Q&A session. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Řezáč to kick off with the presentation.
Thank you, Clara. Good afternoon again. I would like to start with this presentation. Our business in the first quarter of 2010 has been characterized by strong production output, good sales performance, and the minimal impact of external factors. We consider our financial results for the first three months of the year to be very solid and in line with our expectations. However, our financial and operational performance is being impacted by the development of polymer prices and subsequent pass-through mechanism delay. Since the beginning of this year, the polymer price indices have increased significantly, and this will have a negative impact on the company's financial performance in the second quarter. As a result of that, our main goal for this year will be meeting our full-year guidance. I would like now to go through the key highlights for the first quarter of 2010. Our revenues in the first quarter amounted to 34.4 million euro, which is 3.5% down compared with the same period last year, primarily driven by lower volume sold in tons as the beginning of 2009, the accumulated stock of finished goods from 2008 was sold out. In the first quarter, we recorded an EBITDA of 8.8 million, down by 37% over last year. The annual comparison was influenced by the extraordinarily high EBITDA achieved in the first quarter of 2009, when the company benefited from a drop in polymer prices, high sales prices, and from the accelerated clearance of the stock of finished goods. However, when compared with the fourth quarter of 2009, the EBITDA went up by 10.5%. Net profit amounted to 7.7 million euro, up by 6.1% year-on-year, as forex gains offset the drop in the operating profit. With respect to our production, we produced just 1.3% less tons of nonwovens. This was affected by a higher number of maintenance breaks than last year. Our capacity is fully sold out for the rest of this year. Now I would like to ask Marián to go through all financial details.
Good afternoon once more. I would like to ask you to skip directly to the slide number nine and to look at the more detailed profit and loss statement. Maybe you noticed that the profit and loss statement is not anymore profit and loss and is newly called statement of the comprehensive income. So total raw materials and consumables used in the first quarter of 2010 amounted to euro 24 million, 19.5% year-on-year increase. The key driver was a higher purchase price of polypropylene and polyethylene. The increase of the staff cost by 10.7% year-on-year in the first quarter of this year was the result of the appreciation of Czech crown against euro. Total staff cost denominated in Czech koruna and without the revaluation of the share option plan increased by just 3.4% year-on-year. Consolidated depreciation reached euro 4.1 million in the first quarter of 2010, up by 6.9% year-on-year. Also, this increase resulted from the appreciation of the Czech crown against the euro compared with the same period in 2009. In the first quarter of 2010, foreign exchange changes netto represented a gain of euro 4.4 million compared with the euro 2.7 million expense in the first quarter of 2009. This item includes realized and unrealized FX gains and losses and other financial income and expenses. The FX gains resulted again from revaluation of balance sheet items, mainly bank debt and the intercompany loan, as a result of the appreciation of the Czech koruna, which however has no impact on the cash position of the company. Interest expenses related bank debt amounted to euro 0.8 million in the first quarter of 2010, which is 28.6% decrease compared with the first quarter of 2009. The main reasons for this decline were the gradual repayment of the bank debt and the decrease in interest rates. In the first quarter of 2010, income tax amounted to euro 0.7 million. The current tax payable was euro 1 million, while the changes in the deferred tax equaled to euro 0.3 million gain. The company recorded current tax mainly on the non-cash FX gains on the subsidiaries level. Please skip to the next slide. Revenue breakdown. In the first 3 months of 2010, sales of products for hygiene was the strongest segment and represented over 87.1% of total sales. With respect to the geographical distribution, sales to Western Europe and Central and Eastern Europe represented a 95.1% share of total sales, which is in line with our core focus on the broader European area. Next slide, please. The increase in operating costs and their structure was primarily determined by the increase in polymer prices, when the main cost item, polypropylene and polyethylene costs, went up by 17.6% compared with the last year. Depreciation and staff costs also increased at the back of the appreciation of the Czech crown against euro. Electricity went up by 8.3% due to the increase of the distribution prices. Next slide. Let me comment on changes in the balance sheet, newly called the Statement of Financial Position. If we compare the positions from March 31, 2010 and March 31, 2009, we see that, first, goodwill increased due to the appreciation of Czech koruna against euro. Secondly, current assets went down mainly due to the decrease in trade and other receivables. The trade and other receivables as at March 31, 2009 were high due to the extraordinary sales in first quarter of 2009. Third, total equity went up mainly due to the retained earnings, although the share premium account decreased due to the dividend paid. Fourth, trade and other payables decreased as the company decided to use trade discounts for early payments at a broader level. This decision has had a positive impact on our profitability in the current low interest rate environment. Five, tax liabilities as at March 31, 2010 represent the payable for the 2009 current income tax and the accrued 2010 current income tax as a result of high FX gains in first quarter 2010. And short-term financial debt as at March 31, 2010 is very low since we plan additional payments for the new production facility project in the next 12 months. With regards to the cash flow statement, some of the events impacting the Statement of Financial Position and Statement of Comprehensive Income in the first quarter of 2010 also impacted the cash flow statement. Main factors to mention in the cash flow statement are increase in investments due to the capital expenditures related to the 9th production line project, lower interest paid, and lower repayment of the external debt due to the expansion capex, which will be commented on the next slide. With respect to our capital expenditures, unlike last year, we have already made payments in the amount of €4.4 million in connection with the new production facility project. In addition, the maintenance capex also went up compared with the last year due to a higher number of technical breaks and some plant maintenance and repairs of our equipment and machinery. We believe that our full-year capex should not exceed €9 million at the constant currency of 26 Czech crown per euro. And now I will hand you back over to František Rezáč, who will talk about the update of our guidance for the rest of the year.
Thank you, Marian. And now something about the update of our guidance, which we released in March this year. Polymer prices in DCs have increased significantly since the beginning of the year, as I said, and this development will negatively affect the financial results in the second quarter. This development is worse than our assumptions used to the business plan for 2010. Despite the polymer price movement, we still believe that our guidance for the full year is achievable and it's our primary goal for the rest of the year. Therefore, I would like to confirm our guidance for the 2010 EBITDA of up to 10% decrease. This confirmation will be subject to a further revision during the half-year financial results, depending on the development of the polymer prices. That's all from our side, and I would like to thank you for your attention and ask for your questions.
Thank you, František. Operator, we are now ready to take questions, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, please press the star key followed by 1 on your telephone keypad. To cancel your question, please press the hash or pound key. Once again, that's star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There will be a short silence while participants register for questions. Our first question comes from the line of Peter Wittliska. Please go ahead with your question and answer your company name.
Good afternoon. This is Peter Wittliska from Wood & Company in Prague. First of all, congratulations on the solid result in the first quarter. I have two questions. The first one is on the structure of the debt on your balance sheet. There seems to be a switch in the structure. Some 13 million euros were transferred from short-term debt into long-term debt. Whether you could comment on this development, whether it's meaningful or not. And my second question is on the external volumes that we've talked about a little bit on the analytics. Can we already see some impact in the first quarter from the external volumes?
If I can, I would like to start with the second question, because you are speaking about the external volume of nonwovens, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that we, as we informed you, we started buying nonwovens from external sources to help us with our capacity, because we are fully sold out. We would like to secure our volume for the new line, and we bought some volume in the first quarter 2010. I would say that there wasn't any significant impact to our EBITDA. I would say that it slightly maybe influenced our EBITDA margin, but we cannot expect to have profitable business with that, because it is really only to secure the volume.
Okay, thank you.
With regards to the structure of the debt, the decrease, let's say the short-term financial debt as of March 31st, 2010, is significantly lower, mainly because we plan additional payments for the new production facility project in the first quarter of 2011, which means that within the period of 12 months, we don't expect the decrease increase in the short-term debt.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from the line of Adrian Canoe from Erste Bank. Please go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon, Radim Kramer from Erste, Česká spořitelna. I've got a couple of questions. Looking at your, if you could elaborate slightly on your taxes, income taxes, what kind of effective tax rates can we expect in the quarters to come, or whether these tax breaks that you had, if they are slowly beginning to being used, and now if you start to pay out the normal taxes, my first question. I also seen that in your P&L you show that the costs, material input costs, went up by, I think it was 19.5%, and on the slide on the page 11 you have got it went up by 16.4%. Can you elaborate slightly more on the local currency increases? And last question would be about dividends and your AGM. When can we expect something to hear from you? What kind of a dividend you would be proposing for this year? Thank you.
Maybe I will start with the third question. Regarding the dividend policy, the board of directors hasn't changed our strategy or dividend policy. It means that we still keep our progressive dividend policy. We haven't made any decision, and I expect that the first information the market might expect in the second half of June or early July. This is regarding dividends, but again without any change in policy. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. With regards to the effective tax rate, actually it mainly depends on the FX fluctuation, because from the operational perspective, we don't pay any taxes, and the taxes relates mainly to, let's say, the income which is created based on the FX appreciation of Czech koruna against euro from the bank loan and intercompany loan.
Okay.
With regards to effective rate, in 2009 it was 3.4%. We don't expect any, you know, as I said, it really depends on the FX fluctuations. By the end of 2011, we have still government incentives, which means that we will not pay any taxes from operational business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's to the first questions. The second.
Maybe you already mentioned
the second question.
It was about the local currency, local cost development, basically electricity, and why? Because electricity was supposed to stay flat, or we haven't seen information that electricity would be rising. So we have seen some rise. I don't know what part was it from FX, and what was it from local currency movement? Costs, electricity costs.
The movement, actually the electricity went up by 8.3% year on year, mainly due to increase in price charge for distribution. In case to split it, this increase, I would say that this 4% is for FX change, and 4% is due to this increase in distribution charges.
Okay. Thank you.
Regin, was that all? Was all covered? Yeah. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press the star key followed by 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's a star 1 to register a question and a hash or pound key to cancel. Our next question comes from the line of Peter Prisal from Aberon. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello, Peter Prisal from Aberon Asset Management. Could you give an indication of what could be the CapEx for 2011, and when could be the new plant become operational, and what level of input we could expect in 2011?
Yeah. I will start with the operational part, and Marian will add some financial information. We this year in August we expect to start the construction of the production hall or this production facility. We would like to start erecting the new line at the beginning of next year, 2011, and first material we expect to have, let's say, in the September 2011. This is the time frame for the new investment. In terms of the total capacity of this line, it depends on the product mix which will be which we will produce there, and it will be from 15 to 18 thousand tons. This is the capacity of the line.
With regards to the CAPEX, so we expect that the CAPEX in 2010 did not exceed 9 million euros, and for 2011 we expect that both expansion and maintenance CAPEX will not exceed 32 million euros.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, that's star 1 to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. If you do have a question at this time, please press the star key followed by 1. We appear to have no further question at this time. I have the conference back to you.
Okay, thank you very much, operator. We understand it's a quarterfinal of the hockey tournament. So some of the analysts obviously choose to follow that rather than our conference call. So thank you very much for your attention, for coming to this call rather than watching the hockey. And thanks very much, František and Marian, for participation, for answering the questions. And we will be happy to hear from you again. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation today. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.